Get into your local independently owned Tyre Power today.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes.
I'm better than ever.
Show coming your way Wednesday the 17th of August. How's this for a rundown? And Michelangelo Rucci has always been awesome this week and will continue to be. The Adelaide coach is Matthew Nix. He's going to join us as well ahead of Showdown 52, I think it is, isn't it, Hazy? Looking forward to speaking to Nixie and a man who played in many a showdown and loved the showdown. Played in that brutal one. What was that? 2008, I'm going to say. Dean Brogan. Was it Hazy? So we'll speak to Brogues about his memories from the showdown, including that deadly showdown back at Footy Park where everyone was going down like ninepins. So Brogues, have a chat to us. Most importantly, it's your calls, 1-300-736-736. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Kane. Good morning to everybody. That text line as well. Like you said, just get it buzzing nice and early. It's been just going absolutely bananas the last sort of few weeks. Good stuff. 0427 154 166. Just three sleeps to go until Showdown 52. I can't wait. And you mentioned Dean Brogan. Brogan's just one of those guys who as good at telling a story as he was at playing in them and being hard in the showdowns.
Good friend of the show too.
Very good friend of the show. Good friend of a lot of people. So looking forward to that. We'll cover this morning as well. Alistair Clarkson's in town.
Yeah, I heard you saying off air. Take me through that.
So Alistair Clarkson, touchdown last night. We'll hear from Alistair Clarkson. He was stopped a little bit later on, but insists it has nothing to do with Port Adelaide.
What's it got to do with?
Visiting a sick friend.
Okay.
But still, Alistair Clarkson's in town. It's hard not to at least show
ask
some sort of interest and at
there
least
is.
Wonder a little
I'm,
bit. So.
I'm watching him. It's a Channel Hazy exclusive. Mm. Look at the jellyfish, they call it, across the screen there, Hazy. With
real casual Clarko too.
Wasn't it? Just touching down at the Adelaide airport. Not great time for Ken Hinckley, for Alistair Clarkson to be here, but you've got some extra info.
No, but what he has said as well, which we'll hear a little bit later on, is that insisted it had nothing to do with Port Adelaide. And spoke to Ken Hinckley and said, look, just a heads up, I'll be in town.
Who is the journalist that got this tip off?
So it was Theodoropoulos that was at the airport. So there you go. Clark, I just thought he was casually going to come into the airport and do whatever's going on. And
were you at work yesterday?
This was last night. I was at work yesterday.
Who did the doorstop?
Theo.
Theo did he? And what was his first question?
Well, we'll find out very, very soon. Maybe, Alistair, what's going on? Why are you in Adelaide?
Remember that time Clarko just ran past the studio?
And he stopped. We've had some interesting people run past the studio.
He knocked on the window, Studio Lumo right here.
He stopped, and straight away I've gone, man, that's a dead ringer for Clarko. And then he stops, knocks, waves. We go, that's definitely Clarko. We've had Buff Lehman cruise past here as well.
And Dave Warner's come past.
Dave Warner. Remember that time? Had about 20 past six. Hutchie walked past.
That's right. And then came in. So we're on our best behaviour that day. Well, that's big breaking news from Hazy this morning. Channel Hazy all over. Alistair Clarkson is in town. Are you sceptical out there? 0427 154 106. Or do you take him at his word that he's here to see a friend? You've probably got to take him at his word, don't you? It doesn't stop a few people speculating. What else is happening?
Well, it was a big day yesterday. Really big day. You were probably in the air.
Yeah, I was. I was flying.
Unbelievable. Robbie Gray. So I haven't been to many retirement speeches. I'm not sure if you remember yours. It wasn't that long ago, but obviously packed house, teammates, family, all those types of friends. It's hard not to get caught up and be genuinely emotional. It's a celebration, but also it's quite sad, but it's just... It was everything about Robbie Gray, his aura, and the only way that you could rattle Robbie Gray is to ask him to talk about himself.
Yeah.
You put him in the most uncomfortable situation on the football field, he'll find a way to make it happen for good. But if you want him to feel uneasy, just say things like, hey, you've been said, Ken Hinckley said you're the greatest AFL player that's played for the Power. How does that sit with you? And that'll get him just a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I couldn't believe how it wasn't. You could tell he was a little bit emotional, but how strong he was when he was speaking about teammates and his family and all of that. So, I mean, the plaudits and the recognition of his career is going to come thick and fast. I'm just on Twitter now and people posting the highlights of that Ryder hit to Robbie Gray where he kicked that match-winning goal. I think that's been the overwhelming memory is the clutch performances that people are sharing. Yeah, for me, it's a little bit more than that. I just think that the genius of him and the knee injury, which you've alluded to, where he had complete nerve damage to the point where his little toe couldn't move. He couldn't wiggle his little toe. And we're thinking, oh my goodness, is he ever going to play again? But he did, and he went on to be, you know, arguably Port Adelaide's best or second best. So we will speak about that, no doubt, throughout the morning. And he referenced Dean Brogan yesterday in his media conference. So we're going to speak to Brogues today about what his memories of a young Robbie Gray are. He got to leave his first pre-season camp from dehydration in Kangaroo Island.
Yeah,
he's come a long way since then.
Question was asked yesterday, obviously from that moment when you're sitting up going, what is going on? You'd expect to go on and play 271 AFL games and be one of the club's absolute greats. Standard progression from there to that.
Just a bit underprepared for his first pre-season camp in KY where he was taken out and put on a drip. And there's heaps of other footy news, of course. The situation around Ben Rutten is intriguing, and a lot of people surprised that they didn't, I guess, show him the dignity of telling him yesterday. But Ben Rutten was stoic, and well done to him for fronting up to training, fronting the media, taking training and then leaving, adamant that he will coach this week. But we'll wait and see. And Jared Waitley also reported yesterday that Alistair Clarkson has told that he is out of the Giants race. It is down to North Melbourne and Essendon for him, and GWS are down to three candidates: Mark McVeigh, Adam Uze, and Adam Kingsley, the last three left in the running for GWS. So there's a fair bit going. Of course, we'll get to that in our footy short soon.
Certainly is. Text already starting to flood in as well. Good morning, boys. It was very funny listening to Text talking about the Chad yesterday and how it's easy to get him angry when he's the runner. Love the passion from Chad. Is there a chance for the first biff between players and a runner in this week's showdown? Bring it on. I'm not sure what the odds are, but that's where my money's going.
Well, he's not the runner anymore. He sits up in the box as defensive coach. So
he's graduated. Good. Yeah, he's got to keep him off the field.
Absolutely got to keep him off the field. But yeah, the build-up feels, I mean, Chad started it, didn't he, on Sunday night. But the build-up feels big to this showdown. It feels like a really important one. Are you heading along? Let us know. What does it mean to you? 0427 154 166 and a little bit of an extra bonus. And it makes it that touch special now that it is Robbie Gray's last. Imagine if he won a sixth showdown medal.
Oh, jeez. You talk about football fairy tales for Port Adelaide supporters. That's
get him in the midfield.
Ultimate, isn't it? I mean, or do you get him in the midfield? Or is it just a case of, and let's say Port Adelaide, for whatever reason, and I'm not being biased here, but let's say they get a hold of the Crows nice and early. You just throw him in the goal square.
You let him do whatever he wants.
And say, look, Robbie, you just get selfish for the first time in your life. We're going to kick it to you. Just like they tried to kick it to John Longmire back in the day. What was that, 96 or 98 or one of those years where he just needed two goals to reach 100 and just couldn't quite do it. Just kick it to Robbie Gray and let him kick six or seven. The problem is he'd probably still be in the goal square and there'll be a teammate maybe 15 metres out with a slightly better anger. He's going to handball it off to him.
A lot of texts coming through. And boys, congratulations to Robbie the Goat Gray. Thanks for all the moments and the memories, all class. Why did Clarko buy a $4.7 million house in Henley Beach in February and it's sitting there empty? Is that true? Is that a rumour or is that true? That's from Tony, by the way.
Right, okay.
On the text.
There you go. Tony, usually a pretty reliable source. Sometimes these house purchases don't always match up. For example, Jack Lukosius in his house in Grange.
And he stayed.
But in saying that, Jack Lukosius is an Adelaide boy. But let's do some further digging on that. Does Clarko have a recently purchased $4.7 million house in Adelaide?
G'day, guys. If Rutten was to lose his job at the Bombers, I'd love to see him at the Crows. And as an assistant, he did a great job at Richmond, says Darren. The message Andrew Hayes sends to the channel Hazy's editors is starting to get a little bit of out of control. Explanation, please. For this blatant attempt at some me time, riding on the coattails of Gray's retirement news, says Jimmy. Did you just frame yourself into the camera yesterday down at Alberton?
I did not.
Jimmy's saying?
No, I know what Jimmy's saying, and this was a stitch up from one of my bosses, Tom Wilson. So the camera was rolling, and I didn't know, and I just turned into an absolute fanboy, and I just made a beeline for Robbie Gray, and I tapped him on the shoulder, and I shook his hand. And a few people back at the office saw the vision and said, it's the happiest you've ever been in your life to me. And I was out at Alberton and they cut a little VSV, like a little bit of vision and some audio.
together and use that shot at the end.
Right.
Genuine stitch up.
There you go.
But then you've got other people in the newsroom saying, because we usually cut our own stuff. You got other people saying, what about you trying to insert yourself effectively in the conversation?
You cut it up yourself.
I did not.
Make yourself look good.
I promise you.
And of course, Robbie Gray, good part of the team here when we started.
One of the originals.
The originals.
This is what made me absolutely fall in love with Robbie Gray. So Robbie Gray would turn up sometimes super casually a few seconds before he was ready, which is how he rolls. He doesn't need preparation. He just turns up and does his thing. But then every single time he'd stay 10, maybe 15 minutes after and just have a chat.
Mm.
And nothing too pressing. Yeah. Just sit around and have a chat.
Yeah,
I'm like, how humble and down to earth is this guy?
So we had Josh Jenkins and Robbie Gray and you and I. And it's all fallen apart since then over down there at Grenfell Street. Disco from McLaren flat. Crows finishing the year with the trifecta. Kennedy retirement game. Cunnington comeback now. Retirement game for Robbie Gray. Robbie will kick 7 and the Crows will win by 5 points. Thanks for your prediction. And this one's from Brett. Morning, lads. Robbie Gray, what a selfless champion and just a great bloke. And Hazy, I saw a budget truck yesterday and I chuckled and I thought of you. What do you mean you saw a budget truck, Brett? Was this going through your head? Disgraceful stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
Outrageous.
As far as I'm concerned,
outrageous.
That's the kind of sprightly energy that you need to get yourself, particularly through the early parts of the week. You've just got to really look yourself up and down in the mirror and say,
winning!
And that'll get you through.
Just a bit of extra oomph on that live read. Hey, we are up and running. We've got a massive show. Crows fans, I'm interested to hear from you because we do have the coach on today. It's not often we get Matthew Nix on, so we appreciate him joining us this morning. If you've got a question, anything to do with the moves that they're going to make in the off-season, players' futures, contracts, all of that type of stuff, Matt Crouch, 0427 154 166. We'll line up a few of your fan questions and put it to the coach after 7:30 this morning.
Am I a raging optimist? But Crow supporters, could this be the first time, this little patch, that you've been genuinely happy in a good few years? Think about from the rebuild started, how disastrous it was at the start. It looked like Crows were not going to win a game.
Well, they were unhappy 3 weeks ago.
To where they are right now. Well, 3 weeks is a long time in football.
That's exactly right.
All of a sudden, does it feel like there's genuine hope that the rebuild is on track? Right now, he's sitting here going into a showdown going, you know what? I'm pretty happy with the club and where it's going right now.
Because
this would be the best in the best part of 2.5 years.
I would think so. I would think the approval rating for Adelaide right now is as high as it's been for 3 years, at least. So it's a good, it's a good spot to be in with a bit of optimism heading into the off season, not without some challenges. Why are your nails painted with glitter on them as well?
Well, that's another little story. Henry's opened a nail. My son has opened a nail salon at home. So obviously you support your kids, whichever they want to do. So last night, the first thing that happened when I got home was Henry had to paint my nails. Awful at doing it as well. Real casual, just doesn't go between the lines, just slaps it on. But
so look, for those of us watching on the live stream on the app, just hold up your
spirit fingers.
Just some purple sparkling.
It's nice though, isn't it?
Nails, yeah, I don't mind it.
It's really good. It's actually, this little purple number with glitter in there.
What is going on? Hazy's lost the plot. He was down at Alberton. He was inserting himself into stories. He's reading live reads like an absolute clown.
That's not fair.
And now he's got glitter on his nails. This is what we're dealing with this morning. 0427 154 106. We're up and running 15 minutes after 6 o'clock. We'll be back with plenty more after this.
This is what we're dealing with.
Well, it's amazing.
And we'd love you to be involved. Get involved by the text line. We'll do it thanks to Tire Power. Storewide Super Sale on right now. Saving Kumo. A top of 19 degrees across Adelaide today. It's going to be reasonably warm and a little bit cloudy.